This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. There's encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic. A coronavirus vaccine developed by the University of Oxford appears safe and triggers an immune response. Oxford University's Adrian Hill. His team's vaccine has been shown in an early trial to prompt a protective immune response in hundreds of people who got the shot.
We have found that in over 1,000 people, the safety profile looks rather good and reassuring. And importantly, we are seeing good immune responses in almost everybody.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says as the world waits for a vaccine, it's important to fight the virus with the tools available.
With strong leadership, community engagement, and a comprehensive strategy to suppress save lives, COVID-19 can be stopped. We do not have to wait for a vaccine. We have to save lives now.
Johns Hopkins University reports more than 14.5 million people have tested positive for COVID-19 globally, with more than 607,000 deaths. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. Until recently, Africa has remained relatively unscathed by the pandemic, surging numbers seen in other parts of the world. For the very latest information on COVID-19 and the coronavirus pandemic, please visit us at voanews.com or use the convenient VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the United States, 45 hospitals in the southern U.S. state of Florida report having no intensive care beds available as the surge in coronavirus cases in the United States puts a strain on the healthcare system. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says he is on the brink of issuing another stay-at-home order for the nation's second-largest city. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced he will resume his coronavirus briefings.
I think it's a great way to get information out to the public. We are with the vaccines, with the therapeutics, and generally speaking, where we are. And so I think we'll start that probably starting tomorrow. I'll do it at 5 o'clock like we were doing. We had a good slot.
In other news, as federal officers crack down on protesters in Portland, Oregon, Chicago's mayor is rejecting President Trump's suggestion that he send agents there, too. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president's all but promising to send federal troops to several big cities run by what he calls liberal Democrats, including Chicago's Lori Lightfoot.
Would you say they need help after this weekend? Do you know the numbers? Did you hear the numbers? Many, many shot. Many, many killed.
But after seeing what's happened in Portland, Lightfoot says federal agents are not needed or wanted.
We don't need federal agents without any insignia, taking people off the street and holding them, I think, unlawfully.
Saying if the president really wants to help, he can fully fund gun violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Syrian state media says the country's air defenses intercepted Israeli missiles over the capital Monday during an attack which a war monitor says hit several positions of regime forces and Iran-backed militias. A military spokesman in Israel says its army does not comment on foreign reports. Iran says it has executed a former translator convicted of spying for the U.S. and Israel, including helping to locate a top Iranian general killed later by the Americans. Britain will suspend its extradition treaty with Hong Kong, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab.
And the government has decided to suspend the extradition treaty immediately and indefinitely.
Raab says Britain wants a positive relationship with China, but the new national security law in Hong Kong is a serious violation of the country's international obligations. Egypt's parliament approved a possible deployment of troops outside its borders after President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi spoke of potential military operations in Libya. This follows a phone conversation between the Egyptian leader and President Trump. The two reportedly agreed to maintain a ceasefire in Libya and avoid an escalation there. The WHO says Ebola cases in the Western Democratic Republic of Congo have risen to 60.